Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love Loves Me. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go on over to the fourth chapter, please. 1 John chapter 4. Y'all believing with me this evening, aren't you? Just exactly what we need coming out. 1 John 4. And all this passage is good and wonderful. But we'll start in verse 16. 1 John 4. I need to back up a little bit. How about 12? No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us because he's given us of his Spirit. And we've seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God. I think every one of us ought to do that right now. I mean, either confess him again or if it's the first time. You can get born again right in the chair where you are right now if you have not been. Everybody said out loud, I believe in.
I believe in.
Jesus Christ.
In Jesus Christ.
I confess.
He is the sent one.
He is the Christ,
the
Redeemer of the world,
and I confess him,
Lord of my life.
Hallelujah.
Woo. The Bible said you do that and believe God's raised him from the dead, you'd be saved. Thank you, Lord. Keep reading. He said, Verse 14, we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, and whoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God. And God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. When you're born again, you're in him, he's in you, you are one spirit with the Lord, and we'll be that way forever. Verse 18, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. Now, perfect doesn't mean flawless. It means fully developed, completed and fully developed love. Perfect love casts out fear because fear has torment. Have you found that out? Every one of us in here have had fear. Maybe you didn't have fear in this area, but over in here, this area, you did. Fear. Fear, dread, terror is tormenting. It's anguish. It's one of the worst conditions you can exist in on the earth or beyond. I believe it is the atmosphere of hell. Fear. Take any fear you've experienced on the earth and multiply it I don't know how many times, and that's the very atmosphere of hell. But on the other hand, God's the God of peace. Oh, the peace that passes understanding. And I believe that is the very atmosphere of heaven. And I believe in our future with him, there's absolutely no fear. No fear. No dread, no sorrow, no crying, no death, no dying. We don't know what it's like to be in a place where there is absolutely zero fear. We've never been there, but we're going to find out. Amen. I said, we're going to find out. You looking forward to it?
Yes.
Now, this is the passage that I have on my heart for tonight. And unless the Lord directs us something else tomorrow morning, hope you can come and be back, and possibly tomorrow evening. There's truth here. There's revelation. There's light and life and help. I just know in my spirit there's some areas that folks have been struggling in. And the answer is right here in this word.
Amen.
There's some folks that have been dealing with fear and dread. Maybe it was about your future. Maybe it was about your marriage, your family, your kids, your money, whatever it is. Read that verse out loud for me again. Verse 18, there is what? If you developed in the love of God like you should be, how much fear will you have? Zero. None. No matter what's going on round about you, no matter what's going on in the world, in the government, in the economy, with anybody, the company you're associated with, no matter what, if you're walking and operating in full love, you'll have zero fear. Now, a lot of times when people have heard this, they have limited it to walking in love with each other. When they hear that, perfect love cast out fear, they're thinking, well, if I walk in love the way I'm supposed to, all my fear will be gone. But that's not the context. It's a part of it, but back up and read the context. Verse 16, we have what? Known and what?
Believe.
Let's stop right there. Knowing something and believing it is not the same thing. We have known it, and we've what?
Believe.
We have believed the love that we have for each other?
No.
The love what?
God.
That God has to us. That's what he was talking about when he said perfect love casts out fear. Being fully developed in knowing and believing that God loves me.
Amen.
Are y'all with me, saints? I want you to say it again. God loves me.
God loves me.
Say it again.
God loves me.
He loves me. Revelation of this. Knowledge and revelation and believing and receiving this will set us free from any and all fear. And if we get rid of the fear, we get rid of the torment. We get rid of the vexation. We get rid of the pressure. Come on. And with no fear, our faith just soars. Hallelujah. Reckon what had happened when you got zero fear and full of faith, and all you can see is how much God loves you, and your faith is working by that love, then faith then is the victory that overcomes the whole world. I think so many have run past this entirely too quickly. God loves you. They go, yeah, I know that. No. We need revelation. We need to be fully developed in knowing and believing the love that God has for us. Look at it again, verse 16. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. Known and believed. Won't you go with me to John 16. God is love, isn't he? Does God love you? He is love. And love loves you. Did you get that? God is love. Not just he has love, knows something about love. He is love. I'm intrigued by people that tell about dying and going and coming back. And one of the things that I've kind of made it a study, and it's interesting to me that people in Africa and Europe and the U.S. and South America, young, old, all kind of different backgrounds, are telling the same things. They died and they saw this amazing light. I mean, you hear the same kind of thing over and over again. And they left and they looked back and there's their body. And then they saw this amazing light. And as they got closer to the light, they experienced love like they have never experienced love. Well, God is light. No wonder they see a light. And he is love. Can you say glory to God? And he love loves me.
Amen.
You can't be any better loved than when love loves you.
Amen.
Not just somebody loves me. Love loves me. Somebody ought to say it out loud. Love loves me. Say it again. Love loves me. Another time. Love loves me. Love loves me. Love loves me. I am loved because love loves me. Mm-mm. That was worth you combing your hair and coming out tonight, right? Right there. If you just go meditating on that the rest of the night and week in your life. John 16, look at a couple of verses because we need to establish what this means. The enemy does not want you and I to see this. This is so powerful that it is more powerful than anything he can do to hold us down and hold us back. The enemy is darkness and hate. He's not life and light and love. And the only way light can function is in the absence, darkness can function is in the absence of light.
Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love Loves Me, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me